The growth portfolio at Mars is very large. It's about 1,400 ventures, with about 300 of those on what we call our watch list, the ones we think are the closest to being fully commercial, high growth ventures. But because the portfolio is so large, it's given us a really interesting line of sight on both how startups are faring through the pandemic, as well as what we're seeing in the future of tech. I just really quickly want to say that it has been an incredible journey for my team over the past 4+ months. In the early stages, it felt like we had 1,400 companies going broke all at once. We had financings fall through, customers disappeared or plain old stopped paying, pilot projects were put on hold, companies weren't paid for work already done, teams were laid off, as Alex just said. Labs, manufacturing, prototyping facilities were shuttered. So it really felt kind of terrifying for the tech ecosystem in Canada. But then entrepreneurs started to do what entrepreneurs do, and they solved problems. And one by one, our companies have found their path forward. And so to help them with that, we led roundtables, which Alex referenced. And there were a lot of important outcomes, but I want to just emphasize some that Alex had spoken about. First, in this next phase, companies don't want handouts, they want customers. And so I'm looking to all of you to help us enable that. It is especially important for our Canadian corporates to buy Canadian technology, and especially while international markets are harder for them to access. And they really do want their tech and their teams to be put to work solving Canadian challenges.